Grace you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant us your Holy Spirit this day and open our hearts to the power of your divine word, that through your word and sacrament we may receive the forgiveness of our sins and be strengthened by your Holy Spirit, that we might grow in our faith and love for you and our willingness to serve the community in which we find ourselves this day. Especially we pray for your blessing upon us this rally day, that as we share your love with one another, we may also share your love with those in the community in which you have placed us. Continue to use us, Lord, for your purposes, for Jesus' sake, and in his name, amen. It's always great to be leading worship when you see familiar faces in the church, as one of your preschool aides is one who was the aide in my last parish. Judy, we look forward to installing you in a few minutes. So, and then, of course, there's Bob, who will be conducting the call meeting later. He happens to be a classmate of mine. The last time I saw him was up at Ely. So, great to see you here. And it says something about the forward-looking nature of the church, about the need to continue to be involved in ministry, and that's really what the vacancy is all about. I like the way James talks about the relationship between faith and works. There's a phrase that says when someone comes straight to the point, he's hitting the nail on the head. That's really what James is doing here. It's probably one of the best statements in Scripture on the relationship of faith and works. In verse 18, the words from our epistle lesson that form our text, we read, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works.' Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Thus far our text. Show me your faith. I will show you my faith by my works. The term here does not mean to prove that I have faith, but rather the term means to exhibit or to demonstrate or to reflect one's faith in how they live. Thus we come to our theme for the day, reflecting our faith. Someone described four critical points in this process. First, he said, we are justified freely, fully, and completely by God's declaration of forgiveness. We hear Paul talk about that in Romans 8. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Secondly, this is accomplished not by what we do. It is merited, it is earned, it is accomplished by the work of Jesus Christ. Even Isaiah recognizes that when he says, out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. The third point the individual makes is that this righteousness, this justification, if you will, is received, mediated by faith in Christ. And so even the work of receiving it is God's work. We have been justified by faith. We have peace with God, Paul writes. And finally, James would remind us that this faith, when we have it, is exhibited, evidenced by the way in which we live. We are indeed people who are called to reflect our faith in the world. And so James says, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? Justified, merited, mediated, evidenced, all of it empowered by God. So it's really a question of who we are. I love churches that instead of hiding the baptismal font in some back corner someplace, keeps it right out where it should be. Well, we see it every Sunday when we come in, because it's at the baptismal font that God reached out with the power of his word connected to a little bit of water and washed us clean of sins and implanted in our lives the gift of faith. and gave us the identity of carrying His holy name as His children into the world. Our whole identity and purpose is tied up because now in baptism we carry the name of the triune God. And so it is natural for us to be reflecting our faith. In my home in Moorhead, Minnesota, where I lived before coming to serve the church in Eagan, I had this most magnificent apple tree in back. Three huge stems coming off the trunk, all was heavily laden to the point where I would fill paper bags from the grocery store with apples to a depth of two layers of bags of apples covering a double stall garage floor full. I had to park outside. And jokingly I say to people, of course you know that apple tree gave me oranges, right? And you would say, okay, now we know there's something wrong with this guy. Why? Because an apple tree, by its very nature, provides us with apples. And in our baptism, by our very nature as a people of God, who have received this gift of faith in Christ Jesus, will reflect our faith in daily life. That's why this is such a great lesson for us on Rally Day. As we begin confirmation classes and Sunday school classes and Bible classes, wow! Look at all of the activity going on in the area of education. And why? Because God is at work in His Word. And through that Word, He empowers us as His people to be a people who, like James says, I will show you my faith by my works. James does not say you are saved by your works. He is saying that your works will show what you believe. Your works show the very purpose and meaning and identity of who you are. And so James says to us, be doers of the word and not hearers only. He says to us again that the pure religion is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction. He says in our lesson today, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And again in our lesson today, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And again just after our lesson today, talking about Abraham, you see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And then later in chapter 3, he says that wisdom from above is peaceable, gentle, open to reason, and full of mercy and good works. Wow. James continually emphasizes to the believers in Christ that their lives in Christ need to be lives that show forth all that God has done and how richly He has blessed them. They are to be living their faith. Paul says the same thing to us in Galatians, where he says that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything but faith working through love. Jesus says it in the Sermon on the Mount. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. One commentator puts it like this: you simply cannot find an example of real faith that does not show itself in works. We have no room for some people to emphasize faith while others stress deeds. You must have both. Genuine commitment to Jesus Christ demonstrates its presence by deeds. Faith produces works. You can't have one without the other. You can't have one without the other. It's not claiming to have faith alone and not needing works. It's not claiming to say, look, I'm pretty good, I'm doing all the things right. They need to work together. That's why I brought my cell phone up today. I had an interesting telephone call about a week and a half ago from Africa. My nephew is coming to visit from Tanzania. going to spend a few nights with me, he and his wife and their 4-year-old and 2-year-old, which should be really fascinating in a bachelor pad. I have not met the children yet. The boy was here and baptized in the home parish in St. Louis a couple of years ago, and Julia will be baptized there in November. But Eric called me and he said, "Don," he says, "can I have a SIM card sent to your home? You see, his cell phone, as great as it is, won't work. Because the SIM card is for whatever network he's got in Africa." And so we had his mom, my sister, send SIM cards up to him here so that when he gets in and gets to my place, he'll be able to put the right SIM card in. It's kind of like baptism, isn't it? God takes away our sin and implants the power of His Spirit in our lives. He's already done the work. And now, yeah, I can let the battery run down, and I have to admit, once in a while I do. And yeah, it does shut off for some reason. I don't know why. But it's there. And if I take care of it, it continues to grow and the programs continue to expand and we do more and more and more. And not just getting and receiving calls anymore. No, it's got my weather reports on it. Lets me know when there are lightning strikes in the area. Lets me know what roads to take and which ones not to take when there's construction. I mean, it does a wealth of things that, you know, 40 years ago when I entered the ministry, you wouldn't have ever dreamed of. Right, Bob? Wow. But it's got to be charged. The workings inside are right. And you and I have the Spirit, but in God's Word and in the sacrament, God continues to enter our lives with His grace and with His power, with the power of His Holy Spirit, so that we, who gather as His people, empowered by our God, can be a people who today are reflecting our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are sharing His love with our community. And I pray that as we work together during the vacancy, that as you work in where God has called you in this community, that together as God's people, empowered by God and knowing who you are because God has made you His own in the waters of baptism, you will continue, we will continue to always be a people who are reflecting our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may God so use us for that task in all that we say and do for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.